Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 302. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And today I'm talking about main character energy. Yeah, it's here. And it's a bit different. Like, it's different from other energies I've talked about on the show before. Big dick energy, hot girl summer energy. It's different, but it's a big vibe, and I'm a big fan. I'm like a big fan of what it means, of the mindset that's behind embracing being the main character in your life. And I want to take a short episode and just talk a little bit about it here. So I'll just get right into it. I'll skip my usual request to share the podcast, to visit newmindsethoodis.com. You all do that so much, so thank you for that. But I'll get right into chatting about what I think main character energy is and how we can all improve our lives by embracing it. And recently, I've seen this phrase pop up a lot, main character energy. I saw it in a New York Times article that basically covered where it started, which, shocker, is TikTok. And then basically on, 5 minutes of thorough research, it seems that, main character energy simply means someone who likes to make themselves the center of attention, aka the main character, or someone who is just extra or loud or whatever for no real reason. They're the main character, they're the center of attention. And I saw a couple of these TikToks and, heard the cool kids reference it. And I immediately started thinking about the power of having a main character energy mindset, but like in my own way. Like, I love hearing phrases, trends, words, whatever, and then I kind of define them myself. So I sat down this morning and thought about, what is my version of main character energy and how might it be helpful for you? And I really love this idea of main character energy. I love the idea of being really type A. I love the idea of living life knowing that as the main character in it, you get to decide who's part of your story and who's not. I love the idea of knowing that, heck yes, you're the shit. The cameras are trained directly on you. People would be lucky to be part of your story. I love that. I love the idea of, dressing how you want, acting how you want, being over the top if you want to be. I love that. But most of all, and here's where I really want to go in on this idea, I love the true mindset behind this energy. And that's realizing that by embracing the fact that you get to write your story, that there is so much more to life than being at the whim of other people, of someone else's decisions, of someone else, how they might see you, of hoping that someone else sees value in you, and overthinking other people's opinions of you. And finally, controversial statement here, and I'll back it up. It's in seeing that there's so much more to life than sex and relationships. There. I said it. I said it right there. There's so much more to life than sex and relationships. And I think embracing your main character energy is going to prove something about this to you that's really, really powerful. And, I say this and I'm kind of laughing at saying something, obnoxious like that, because that sounds like something someone would say who's like just given up, right, on dating. That sounds like someone who's like, forget it. There's more to life. There's more to life. That's not where I'm coming from at all. Like, I love sex. I love relationships. I think they're so important in life. They're purposeful. They're fulfilling in major ways that you would never get on your own. And that's great. But they are frankly meaningless unless you are the main character in your life first, unless you are writing your life's story first. And I say all this, and I'm kind of smiling as I say this, but I say this as I'm hot off of watching the first four episodes of season two of Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. And I don't know if you've watched it yet or have any plans to. I guess it depends on how many brain cells you want to give away in the process. But I watched those episodes the other night, and I know it's not real. I know it's scripted, but it's like, damn, to think that there are people out there who are so obsessed with sex and relationships and the validation and self-worth that comes from them, it kind of makes me a little sad, you know, that there are some people out there whose sole definition of fulfillment, of validation comes from sex, from relationships. Like, that makes me kind of sad. You know, it doesn't make those people bad people at all. It doesn't. I just think it's so important to realize that there is more to life than that. And I think main character energy is going to make you realize this. And I think we can all benefit from it. Even if you're actively looking for a relationship, even if you're at the stage in your life where it's like, yes, I want a relationship, I still think this is such a major vibe that can be so helpful. Because it's important to realize that with a main character energy mindset, you can happily date, hook up, whatever, but your life doesn't begin and end there. Your life is made better by the presence of someone else, by the fun that that entails. And I think when you embrace your life's main character energy, you realize that you are literally in charge of making that decision. Not just of the like actual literal decisions you make in your life, the people you date, the friends you have, to whom and to where you give your energy, but also like you get to write your definition of what makes your life great. That is your type A energy that you get to decide, that you get to write your own story, that you get to decide what to make of the plot twists, the ups and downs, the other cast members, whatever. You get to decide if your life sucks because, say, for instance, you've been single for so long, or if that's just a small part of your narrative. You get to decide if getting ghosted by someone means you suck and you deserve it, or that person sucks and they have karma coming their way, right? You get to decide if you only get fulfillment and validation from going on dates, from getting compliments, from getting down and dirty, or if you get it from other areas of life, friends, creative outlets, going for a walk, solo trips to a museum, tables for one at your favorite restaurant or whatever. You get to decide if your fulfillment comes from someone else or from your own damn self. And I think, yeah, there's a time in your life where it's the right thing. It's the mature thing. It's the growth mindset thing to be like, okay, now is the time where I want to find fulfillment in someone else. I think that's amazing. Go off. Fabulous. But before you do that, I think you really need to embrace your main character energy. That could be by simply embracing being single for a while, right? You know, I'm a big fan of saying single is your superpower. And I think that means just embracing however long you're single for, a month, a year, 10 years, whatever. Owning that, not thinking any less of yourself. That is main character energy. But it's also about having a life outside of friends, family, dating life, right? It's literally about having a life outside of other people, just you and you alone. Main character energy is being cool, being alone. Even if you're an extrovert and you're like, this isn't normal. I think it's so important being comfortable, being alone, doing things on your own, having hobbies and passions that are yours and that make you happy when you do them. That is main character energy. Just knowing that you get to describe yourself. And ultimately, I think main character energy is simply seeing yourself from your own point of view, not theirs, your own. Like, I really like that, right? Main character energy is seeing yourself from your own point of view, not theirs. It's defining yourself for yourself. It's deciding who you date for you, what you accept is right for you, saying what you want to say for you, responding to who you want to respond to for you, right? Like, in a book, you know, read it in a book, like a book, the main character in a book is described thoroughly by the narrator, by the author, whoever's speaking, like head to toe, inside and out. That person's what they're wearing, what they're saying, how they feel, their emotions, their drive, their backstory. what they want, right? That's all described by the narrator. With main character energy, that is what you do for yourself. You have the ability to describe yourself from your own point of view, not from how you hope other people might see you, not from what other people might say about you. It's what you say about yourself. And I think it's just such a cool vibe to be able to do that. So it begs the question then, like, what would you write? What would you write about yourself? Would you write that you're someone who is, you know, desperate for attention, that you need someone to like you, you need someone to love you, you need someone to compliment you, that your life's happiness ebbs and flows with the validation of others? Or would you write that someone else merely compliments what you've got going on, that you are living your life, that you are writing your own hobbies, your passions, you're owning your quirks and your vision in your life, that there's nothing broken about you, there's nothing that needs to be fixed, that you're cool with just seeing where your life that you're writing takes you, but you're open to the day when someone else joins you and adds to that happiness, to that fulfillment that you've already got going on? That's the question. And what I just described, that is main character energy, writing, but being open. You know, it's all about seeing yourself from your own point of view, writing your story from your own point of view. I don't know about you, but like that sounds really peaceful to me. The energy, the focus is on you. Yes, the lights are on you. The cameras are on you. And it's a big vibe. People are waiting to see what you do, to see who you like, to see who you text and who you DM, to see what you do with your spare time, to see what you decide to wear, right? And that's because you're freaking interesting and funny and attractive and you're at peace. You're not desperate. You're not rushed. You're taking ownership of what you want and you won't settle for any less than that. And while you work for that, while you look for that, you're cool. You're just cool because you're the main character in your story and you get to decide when to turn the page. You get to decide when to write the next chapter. You get to do that. You get to decide if you want to move on from the past chapter, or maybe you want to write a follow-up. You get to decide who becomes a character in your story. Maybe you want to start a brand new season. You get to decide that. And I love this idea. Maybe it's just because it's, you know, it's a very creative analogy and I spent a lot of time doing creative things and writing. But this idea just kind of clicks because, you know, I experience every day with what I do, how powerful the creative process is. You know, starting from zero and creating something. Such a cool feeling. But that's how life is, right? That's how life should be, I think. That is the idea behind main character energy. It's just a simple acknowledgement that you can either lean back in life or you can lean forward. You can either be passive or you can be active. You can sit back and hope that what you want comes crashing through your apartment wall like the Kool-Aid man. You can derive your worth from what other people say to you, how other people treat you. You can define who you are based on your job, what other people say about you, your body count, how long your roster is, whatever. You can tolerate mixed signals, bad friends, relationships, and jobs that are beneath you. Or you can embrace your type A-ness, anus, your type A, being type A. You can do all those passive, low energy things I just listed, things that don't make you a bad person at all. I've been there. We've all been there, you know, hoping to receive rather than create. You can do those things and let other people and other circumstances write your story and define yourself for you. Or you can be type A for you. You can become the most type A, lean forward, active version of yourself. That is main character energy. That is someone who decides who they want in their life. That's someone who decides their worth. And someone else either compliments it or they're not in your life at all. They never detract from it. That's someone who has a life outside of dating, outside of a significant other. That's someone who has hobbies, who's cool being alone, who's cool doing their own thing. That's someone who writes their own story. And certainly, it's also someone who is open to new plot twists, allowing other people to inspire parts of their stories. But ultimately, it's someone who knows who holds the keys to what's next. And that's you. And that's main character energy. And yes, obviously, this is one big like analogy, but I think it's really dope. I really do. It's just like a constant, prevalent reminder in your life that you get to decide what your definition of is, what your definition of fun is, what your definition of happiness is, what your definition of your self-worth is. Do you allow someone else to define it? Are you like the lovely cast of Too Hot to Handle season 2 or season 1 where they're just so consumed by the interests of others that it's tough to see what they have in life outside of that? Or is there a you and then there's everyone else and everyone else can compliment it or not? But it's a story that you're creating for yourself. It's a story that you've already created and people are coming in and out of it based on what you want. That is the question. And with main character energy, I think it's entirely possible, of course, for you to be incredibly kind and compassionate and open and spontaneous and all these things. But there's just a tweak in there of where does your story begin? Does it begin with you, your definition of yourself, your vision for yourself? Does it begin there and then it's complemented by other people? Or is it someone else's story and you're just hoping for an invite into it? Are you seeing life from your point of view or from theirs? I hope it's the former, because when it's the former, you know what you stand for. You know that the world's a big place, that there's so many opportunities, there's so many people to meet, so many ways to make yourself happy, all of which stem from what you write about yourself, from what you expect of yourself. You get to decide that, and you get to decide to update and write your life as the main character in it. And along the way, you also get to decide who to write into your story and who to write out. That is the gift of being the main character in your story. And I hope you embrace it because it's so fulfilling. It's so rewarding. And if anything, even if you don't get down with analogies, it's just a helpful question to ask yourself. Am I being the main character in my life right now? So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that was helpful in some small way. If it was, I'd love if you'd share the podcast, share this episode with a friend. Just send them the link. Tell them to check it out. New episodes every Monday, every Thursday. And as always, thank you so much for visiting newmindsetwhodis.com, picking up a journal. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.